days are over. You don't have to show your body to the night. Roxanne.
Hour number two. Out of bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge is going to hook you up. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Wait, hour one, a lot of Clemson, basically. Apparently every time Clemson does something nice, it's a big upset, like the biggest in the sports year. You know, you win a game as a 6.5-point underdog, it's the biggest ever. In fact, I've looked this up historically, and I have for you a great trivia question related to this pursuit of the truth. The correct answer, we'll do this coming up later on in this hour. The correct answer will get you a $25 gift card from the Butcher's Block in North Main Street in Anderson.
New motto for Out of Bounds?
Uh-huh.
Out of Bounds, pursuit of the truth.
I love that.
Dun, dun, dun.
That feels like a CNN slogan that was rejected.
It would be hilarious because it's just generally not what we do.
We would need a really, really serious, just a really, really serious, like, dun, 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 like a breaking news thing. Dun,
this
dun,
just
dun,
in.
Dun, 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 dun. Out of Bounds, in pursuit of the truth, or whatever it is.
Tom Brokaw.
Oh, mercy. This hour is brought to you by Monahan Company Real Estate. If you consider a new home this year, one of the first steps is to assess your finances. The professionals at Monahan Company Real Estate can help. Call them 639-1188, 639-1188. I can personally attest to this. They are helpful. Very, very, very helpful. Monahan Company Real Estate, 639-1188. We're very pleased to be joined now by the director of career and professional development for Clemson football. She is in charge of the fifth quarter program. She is in charge of the Paul journey. She is basically making everyone's life a whole heck of a lot better in the Clemson football program. And she has a great track record of very impressive things throughout her life and career. She is Allison Waymires, who joins us right now on Out of Bounds. Hello, Allison. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you all doing?
We're doing awesome. I can only hope that, first of all, thanks for being here.
No problem.
I can only hope that when I'm, we won't say how old you are, but I know you were in the top 20 under 40 not too long ago, so we'll say that.
I was.
when I'm in your position of life, I would love to have the resume that I see before me right now of the great things you've done. So I want to say congratulations for what you've done already in your career, and thank you for now doing it for Clemson.
Well, listen, thank you for having me on the show, and I have really just been excited about this opportunity because I feel like I've made it. I'm on the roar. Excited.
Boy, I don't know. We feel like we've made it because Allison Waymire's on our show, so the feeling is mutual.
Hey, all right.
You came in at an interesting time because you show up on campus, and immediately the Tigers win the national championship. What has the last year been like for you?
Unbelievable, to put it in one word. I mean, to come here and be able to experience a national championship, to hear Coach Sweeney tell you when you get on the plane that since we've hired Allison, we've been winning. I mean, I pinch myself every day. It's just a blessing to be here.
Now, as far as your duties, I know that your official title is the Director of Career and Professional Development. The fifth quarter program has a lot to do with that. Right. The Paul Journey program has a lot to do with that. What is that for you on a daily basis? What does that entail? And maybe just sort of an explanation as to the difference between those two programs as well.
Yes, I will. So I'll give you an overview. So PAW Journey stands for Passionate About Winning, and it's a way for us to cultivate leadership in our student athletes. And you all know all too well, we hear the stereotypes about athletes, and we see the struggle to get them employed, you know, in their fifth quarter of life. So for Coach Sweeney to be innovative enough to not just focus on making them the best on the field, but to ensure his first hire was Jeff Davis. You all know him as the judge. But he's legendary to me because he's the founder of PAW Journey. Most people don't know that. So he's the example of what we want for all of our players, and that's for them to sustain a lifestyle of winning. So our tagline is, I am the example, and that's what we make sure. So for me on a day-to-day basis, it's really meeting with our players, being that person to listen and hear their dreams out. A lot of times when you talk to people who have career programs, it's just one person for all sports. But Clemson is being innovative enough to have someone whose focus is just on football and the entire team. This is not something just for seniors. Our freshmen are actually going through orientation right now. So it's making sure that they have their resume, that they're on LinkedIn, they know about social media. But most importantly, it's matching them with mentors on our fifth quarter board and making sure if they say they want to be a CEO, then you need to know what a CEO looks like. You need to know what challenges they went through and the obstacles. So it's really making sure we're taking a holistic approach to making sure that their dreams come true. So PAW Journey is a three-pronged approach. The first one is Striped, and that's led by Jeff Davis, and that's personal growth. So he has the barbershop conversations with the guys if they're homesick or they want to change their major or they're just trying to figure out life, because people forget. They see these big guys that are playing on the field, but they forget these guys are between 18 and 22 years old. They still have to learn life. So he's there to show them it's going to be okay and to really make sure they're empowered. And we also have Jesse Carroll, who's another alumnus of Clemson, and she's wonderful, and she runs our See You in Life. So all of the Habitat for Humanity builds that we've done, anytime that we do the Clemson Life Partnerships, she does anything dealing with community service, the etiquette dinners, and making sure guys are cultivating community connections. And my area is fifth quarter, so I'm making sure that they're doing leadership assessments, that they have the resources they need, and that every day of the week they have a mentor in front of them, and it starts with us.
Allison, this is great stuff, and we appreciate kind of the breakdown there. I want to ask kind of a more of an in-depth question. I know you guys sent some of your players, I think it was about 8 to 10 of them, out to do an internship with Adobe this summer. I want to hear more about that and just how these opportunities come about for these guys.
Well, let me tell you, it's really exciting because we're in our first year. We just kicked off PAW Journey when the season started last year, so we haven't even completed our first year. And Adobe was the first company to create a micro internship. So for 2 weeks, right after guys finished their finals, they flew out to California to the headquarters, and they spent 2 weeks completing a micro internship. They were paid well. Adobe took care of their housing. They took care of their flight. And these guys were able to interact with the C-suite and the CEOs and do presentations in marketing, product development, and sales. So this all came about through someone that knew Coach Sweeney was a fan, John Hammond, and he was wonderful enough, since he's the vice president of North America, to say, we need to hire guys. And most people don't understand that football is 24/7. They don't get to do summer internships like most college interns. So for companies to be innovative enough to give them a chance and to pay these guys for them to compete, they had to actually interview for the position, and they had to learn what most people have 3 months to learn in 2 weeks. So Adobe's agreed to do it again, and we're challenging other companies in the area to do the same. So, yeah, it's very exciting times.
Visit with Allison Waymires, the Director of Career and Professional Development for Clemson football, talking to us a little bit about PAW Journey, about the fifth quarter program and her role with the Clemson football team. I know, and I'm sure you've come across this as well, that there are a lot of leaders and a lot of coaches and CEOs and people like that that will put somebody like you in a position sort of just to say that they have one and not really not really feed into it. But Dabo Swinney, I mean, it says a lot when you walk into the facility there on campus, the Reeves facility, that right there at the mouth of it, are those two departments, the fifth quarter and the PAW Journey, are prominently featured. What is your relationship with Coach Sweeney like, and what was that like when he was trying to sort of woo you to Clemson and the relationship and the bond that you guys have?
Well, I can tell you all, for those of you who haven't, you know, had the opportunity to meet him, everything you hear about him, it's that times 10. He is a visionary if I've ever seen one. He's committed, and he means what he says. And you're right, especially for a Division I school like Clemson, most people would not be focused on guys past football. You know, most coaches just talk about playing and being the best you can while you're here. But he's smart enough to know when we run into people 5 and 7 years down the road, we want to be able to say, hey, that the connection started here at Clemson and that you're a Clemson Tiger for life. So, you know, it didn't take much for him to woo me. He was awesome enough because I'm the first female in a leadership role for Clemson football. You know, the only female that's in the staff meetings with the coaches. And I forget that I'm the only female because they make me feel so comfortable. The coaches are innovative. They're nice. They're sweet. And most importantly, they challenge you to be a leader. So just like he challenges the coaches, the expectations for me were the same. And I actually met him in Columbia after a Clemson day at the State House. So to be able to fly with him and, you know, participate in activities and go with him to Clemson Day at the State House this year, it's a dream come true. But he told me, you know, this is going to be a competitive position. Over 100 people interviewed for it. I made it down to the final three, and he called me with the news, and I screamed on the phone because he is honestly the best boss that you could have. Him and Jeff Davis together have really changed the game. And we have schools calling us all across the nation trying to replicate this, and we really hope they do.
Your answer there just fascinated me, Allison, because I'm also a female in a male-dominated industry
yes,
here.
Yes, congrats.
But that's incredible that you are the first woman to be in a leadership role in Clemson football. And I saw you've taught a course, actually, Paradigm Shift, Women Leading in Men's Sports. I just want to know your thoughts on the future of female leaders in men's sport. In men's sports, and just kind of what you've learned as, like you said, that first woman really in a big-time leadership role there at Clemson.
Well, I can tell you for me, the thing I bring to the table is I don't expect anyone to treat me any differently than any men at the table. I want to be just as prepared, just as competitive. And in the first presentation I did to our staff, I told them you don't have to edit your thoughts because you have a female in the room. In fact, I want you to challenge me. The difference is we have a different perspective. So a player may come to me and open up about something in a total different way than they would with a coach or for a male. So what I love about the program is when you think about it in the recruiting process, you know, the mom is the person that has a big vote in where they're going. So it's so smart to have a female that they can come to, that they can open up and know that there's no judgment, to talk to them about how to be, you know, really selective about the females that are in their lives. You know, it's something that I really take with a high regard. So in thinking about the future of sports, particularly in the South and particularly in football, I believe you're going to see more of that because really inclusiveness and diversity are key. But more importantly than that, you know, just because it's a change doesn't mean it's a bad change. It just hasn't been done before. So I really make sure that every step I take, I'm very intentional because I really want to open the doors for other people like me.
Allison, very interesting stuff. Really appreciate your perspective today. We're visiting with Allison Waymires, Director of Career and Professional Development for Clemson Football. There has been a move over the last 12 months or so into the Reese facility. There has been a lot of change in the Clemson football program. After a year under your belt, anything new with these programs, anything innovative, or is it just sort of making a little tweaks here and there to make the program function a little better? Anything exciting coming up in 17-18 for you guys?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have an interesting partnership with NASDAQ. I don't know if you all saw the 7-story billboard they gave us in Times Square to highlight our December graduates.
Yes.
But they're actually coming down, and we're taking our partnership to a new level. So that's something to definitely look forward to. Tomorrow, we're actually going to release our video. We took 16 players down to Haiti the same time our guys were in Adobe in May. They'll actually be highlighted on Clemson Football. So I definitely encourage you guys to follow Clemson Football on Facebook and on Twitter. But we'll be announcing that inaugural video of our 16 players to document that series. And we're going to make that annual. So we're calling that Paw Journey Worldwide. And also we started a new hashtag Hire a Tiger. So anyone listening, you don't have to be Clemson alumni. Anyone who would love to give a chance for internships, career shadowing opportunities, and full-time, definitely you can follow us on Clemson Football and just put hashtag Hire a Tiger or email us at pawjourney@clemson.edu. And I'm telling you, you'll just be so proud of our players because there's so much to them. They're way more than a jersey. They're wonderful men.
Great stuff, Allison. I have one more for you just personally. I know you've only been there a year, you know,
yes.
But you've obviously forged relationships with these guys. Can you give us a few names that, if you would like to, that have really made some strides when it comes to Paw Journey and you've just seen them grow in the first year you've been here?
Definitely I can. So one name that I want to give is Mylon Richard. And Mylon, you know, is definitely following in wonderful footsteps. He had Jordan Leggett as a wonderful mentor. But he went out to Adobe. He's the one that brings business cards to me all the time, brings executives in. He just exhibits everything that a leader should be. Another one to watch would be one of our offensive linemen, Tremaine Ankrum. Tremaine actually came in January just to start his academic career. He introduced Desmond Howard when he was here for the Men of Color Summit. He actually went to Haiti and became fluent and was actually teaching us
how
to speak French Creole while he was there. So he's definitely another one. And I'll give you some more also. Greg Hugel. Greg Hugel is a name that you're going to hear, and I would put money on it that it's going to also be an opportunity for him if his fifth quarter is going to be NFL or if it's going to be in the marketplace. He is a leader that organizes all kind of community service events, and it was his proposal to go to Haiti. Another one would be Jalen Williams and Austin Bryant. Both of those guys come in my office at least three times a week just to figure out what's next. So they're what we call Paw Journey ambassadors, and they're the young men that when CEOs want to come in, they do the presentations themselves. So those are definitely some names to watch.
Awesome. Very cool stuff. Allison, thanks so much for the time today. We really appreciate it. Best of luck with the Paw Journey in the fifth quarter. I know Jeff Davis. I've known him for many years. I know he's he's a wonderful person. Dabo Swinney as well. And now adding you to that, now they feel blessed, I'm sure, to have great employees like you. So thank you for being at Clemson. And hopefully good things in store for fifth quarter Paw Journey.
Yes, and we really want you all to come out to the facility and come to practice, and hopefully one of our guys can maybe shadow you guys one day.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Walking past the media. Hey, thanks. Allison said we could go. Thanks so much. We're going to walk through the gates right here. We appreciate it. Hey,
yeah, thanks for throwing me under the bus.
Thanks so much, Allison. Have a great rest of the week.
Oh, thanks, you guys, too. Go Tigers.
Yes, go Tigers. Allison Waymires, join us, the Director of Career and Professional Development for Clemson Football. That was great.
That might be, we've had a lot of good interviews, but that might be one of the most impressive just humans that we've had on the show. I think of her, and I think of, we had Benjamin Watson on, those two. Just so well put together and just
Benjamin
great at their
Watson.
Jobs.
Benjamin.
Ben Watson, Benjamin Watson, whatever. You know who he is.
I was like, who? that really was my first name.
The Ravens tight end. He wrote a book, remember?
He did.
But both
we
of
need
them.
To have him on again.
I know we do.
I know.
Be it just a weekly segment, either Allison or Ben, just to give us tidbits of greatness.
Well, between those and like Andrew Whitman,
right, and plus Andrew,
it's just a lot of like pump up stuff. We're just trying to pump you up, trying to make you feel good. Thanks, Allison. If you missed any of that, or maybe you thought I'm not sure about this, and then halfway through you're like, "Gosh, this is really good. I wish I paid better attention." Hour two will be posted shortly. On WCCPFM.com and on iTunes. You can search WCCP there as well. Short break. We will come back. A little out-of-bounds stock watch for you. Also, we're going to be doing some trivia to give away this $25 gift card for the Butcher's Block. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds in just a moment.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Greenlee, founder of Smooth. I've partnered with four NFL players to give back in a major way. My son, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Jenkins, Shaq Lawson, and Deshaun Williams. We would like to invite everyone to come out and bring your families on Saturday, July 22nd at the Dawson Field in Clemson at 738 Old Stone Church Road in Clemson, South Carolina. We will have live music, bounce houses for the kids, a basketball tournament, free food, and a lot of activities for the families. We will also be providing free book bags for all the needy children in the community. We're encouraging everyone to bring your entire family. Saturday, July 22nd at the Dawson Field in Clemson, South Carolina, from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m.
We are looking for more volunteers. For more information, please contact Sabrina Greenlee on Facebook or 864-205-5733. Or visit the website smoothincorporated.com. That's with three O's.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
The same family has owned and operated Carolina Fireworks for nearly 60 years. With the best prices, selection, colors, and the best explosions, Carolina Fireworks invites you to shop in air-conditioned comfort as opposed to suffering in this heat in some random parking lot. Lots of 4th of July specials for your Independence Day party and a staff to help you find exactly what you need. Find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.org. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
Randy Strickland and Greg Wells of Kiwi Financial Group have been serving the upstate for almost 60 years. They take pride in building successful investment, insurance, and retirement strategies to ensure financial peace of mind for you, your family, and your business. As independent advisors, they're not bound by expensive proprietary plans, but they can offer you successful strategies and options that suit your financial goals. Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043 or go online at kiwifg.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
The new owners at the Butcher's Block are taking things up a notch and delivering the best ingredients and meals in the area. Fresh meats and vegetables always make a better meal. And the place to get the freshest farm-to-table meats is the Butcher's Block on North Main Street in Anderson. Top choice are prime, grass-fed beef like ribeye, T-bone, porterhouse, filet, fresh cube steak, stew meat, and ground chuck and more. Free-range chicken, wild-caught seafood. The best ingredients make the best meals, and you'll get all that and more at the Butcher's Block. They offer tailgate picnic and steak packages, complete meals ready for your barbecue at the game, the lake, or even the backyard. And if you don't have time to cook, the Butcher's Block will do the cooking for you with prepared family meals for only $24.99. Each meal serves four and comes with salad and bread. Choose from meals like lasagna, fried or baked chicken, chicken Alfredo, stuffed flounder, chicken cordon bleu, and more. The Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. And check them out on Facebook for free giveaways.
On the quirky side, it's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, so how you can breathe. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Thanks to Allison Waymires for coming on with us. Again, you can hear that at WCCPFM.com. We have podcasts going up there pretty much on the reg, like all day, every day. We got podcasts jumping up there. We encourage you to stay in touch with the shows that you, in a way that you sometimes just, you know, sometimes you miss and you want to get better context. Now you don't have to wonder. You can get it all.
Quack, what would make one turn off their radio anytime during the day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
I can think of a few things.
And change the channel from 105.5 The Roar.
I can think of a few things.
Honestly, I can't think of anything. Nothing comes to mind.
On a massive meeting?
Nope.
I'm trying to buy a house.
Nope.
Sitting down with the realtor? No.
Walk in with the headset.
So I got to keep one earbud in, if that's okay. Sorry, I'm just gonna sit with my Beats cocked to the side like this. Sorry.
But now,
no disrespect.
If you do happen to have a big meeting or something, you can catch everything you missed.
Absolutely.
So that's good.
This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Local Q. Your old Local Q, definitely keep us on. Whatever sporting event we're talking about, we'll probably be on the tube in there, one of the TVs.
Exactly right. I would say the only excuse for taking your headset on, taking 105.5 off of your ears when you're at Local Q, is if you're engaged in a heated match of ping pong, cornhole, shuffleboard. I would say Giant Jenga qualifies. And, of course, any of their numerous board games they have there at Local Q. There's so much to do at Local Q. So you add in all those activities, plus with great food, restaurant-style food, the wings, the pulled pork sandwiches, the nachos, all delicious. And also they have a full bar. It is a full sports bar, 21 and up, but they pair that with restaurant food and tons of fun games, plus sports on every TV. So go check them out, localq.com or 30 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe playing darts with Cecil and Stan.
You might need to have it on. They do have darts.
You might need to keep our station on. Steely Five. I feel like both of them probably have headphones on.
I think if you're playing darts with Stan and Cecil, you probably take the headphones off just to stay alert, just to be ready in case that dart, especially from our dear friend Cecil, who it seems was inebriated, comes at you out of nowhere. So maybe you take the headphones off just for that situation.
Possibly.
And you might be there past 7 p.m., so it wouldn't even be an issue at that point.
That's a fair point. You know? Fair point. We've been discussing on the program today the designation of Clemson's win over Alabama as an upset. And not just an upset, but one of the three biggest upsets in sports over a 365-day period. We got some more on that coming up in just a little bit. Also, one women's college basketball story that I think is sort of interesting. We'll discuss that. The NBA gives out its MVP award tonight. We'll discuss that. Also, this Big Three League, what is this? I don't have any idea what this is about. So we'll get to that at some point today as well. Clemson apparently playing UConn in 2021. That doesn't really move the needle for me. That's a long way out. And those contracts, I mean, I've gotten excited before about, ooh, Clemson's playing Oklahoma in 20-whatever, and it never happens. Ooh, Clemson's going to play whoever, and it just doesn't happen. Ooh, Clemson's going to play Texas A&M more times. Nah, it's not going to happen. So I assume that all of these times that Clemson gets in a contract, a long-term contract to play somebody, at some point the conference is going to change or something's going to happen. UConn's going FCS, whatever it is. I don't know. They're not going FCS, but whatever the change is, that there's going to be a buyout. It's more likely that the contract gets bought out than that the game is actually played. But we can talk about that too if you would like. Maybe in 6 years UConn will be somewhat relevant in football. Maybe by 6 years from now there'll be a game that's not a total throwaway on your resume. I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. Good feedback on the text line on Twitter. People loving that interview. Again, we appreciate that. Kendall, what a great interview. Adrian says it's the best he's ever heard on the station. It's just a sample of what you might find at 105.5 The Roar.
I think it's one of our best.
Oh, no question.
And, of course, we're not complimenting ourselves. We're complimenting Allison.
Yeah, Allison makes it work.
We did not have much to do with that.
We just facilitate. Don't get it twisted. It's not about us. Other upsets, I guess maybe the biggest beef I have with this is, and we'll talk about this a little more tomorrow. And we had sort of planned to talk about it today, but I don't think there's going to be enough time to really get into it. But it just sort of, it sort of sets the tone for a conversation about who's in what class of college football. If I'm Dabo Swinney, some would argue, and I would say not incorrectly so, that Clemson established itself as one of the dominant forces in the country over the last X number of years, 6, 7 years, really 6 years, where they've won at least 10 games every year. They play for two national titles, played in the BCS or the college football playoff multiple times. And ultimately, they've become one of the teams that you assume is going to be up there in the top five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 teams in the country. Now, there's still a caveat. There's still an elite, elite group. Even if we say Clemson's elite program, there's still a caveat on that. Because when someone looks at the Clemson-Alabama game in the spectrum of the entire sports landscape and compares Clemson, who college football fans would say is an elite program, compares Clemson to a podunk tennis player who beat Djokovic, or Mississippi State, who beat UConn, who had won 111 consecutive games in the Final Four in overtime, then we kind of have some sort of a gauge on how at least that particular body feels about Clemson's program. It's not at the same level as Alabama. So I think a fun way to do this is to figure out who is. Is there another program or two or six or 20 at Alabama's level? Who is at Clemson's level? Another one or two or six or 20 programs.
I'm not sure if there is one that commands the respect, the ratings, the ticket sales, the recruits that Alabama does. So I would almost put them in their own tier. But for the sake of this argument, I did put them in a tier with three other teams. That's what I had. And I know you want to save this.
Let's save it. I'll tell you what.
We'll tease it out.
Give me your ones in that top tier.
Yeah? You sure?
Uh-huh.
Alabama, there and there.
All right.
Ohio State.
Okay.
And again, this all pains me a little bit, just so you know. Florida State.
Okay.
That one pains me particularly. And I'm going to get flack for this one, Kwok. And I took a lot of things into consideration, okay? And I kind of want to explain that more, and we'll do that when we get to this full topic. I have Oklahoma. And
okay.
I don't have Clemson in that
okay.
top tier. So I have Alabama, Ohio State, Florida State, and Oklahoma.
Okay.
Right now, as we stand, June 26, 2017, that's my top tier of college football.
If Oklahoma's a 6.5-point favorite and beats Alabama, we're not having this discussion.
No, that was one of my measurements. That was exactly one of my measurements right there. Specifically, Ohio State did beat Alabama 2 years ago, and it was never this discussion of greatest upset of the year. No. Same if Florida State did it. They would not say that.
That's very true.
So that was one of my measuring sticks there. And I wanted to. I wrote, my paper looks so confusing because I wrote Clemson down. I circled it. I moved it. I wrote it in another section. I mean, it's just a mess. It's a mess because it is a very nuanced conversation.
I want to get to this. This is about the UConn in 2021. I just totally skipped over this. I didn't think it was news, and somebody asked, why did we not talk about it? So I figured we'd talk about it. Texture from the 706, who's sitting in a conference room in Connecticut saying, yeah, we should play those Clemson guys? And conversely, who responds, yeah, that's a great idea? And wouldn't you rather play somebody a little bit closer? I'm sure there's going to be a big fat check written to UConn to come down here and play.
It's not like this was scheduled a few years ago. This was literally just announced. Therefore, we assume just scheduled, right? For the 2021 season? Why would you do this to yourself, UConn? Why?
I don't know. I don't know what UConn's thinking.
Are they hurting for money?
My entire thought on that is basically that I assume any of these contracts that are not for next season are going to end up with the word buyout before game. They're going to buy out the contract before they actually play the game because Clemson was under contract to play Texas A&M more times. And Oklahoma and some other schools over to Vanderbilt at some point. I think they may still play Vanderbilt.
So you're saying that this game won't happen?
They're going to buy out these. They're going to buy these contracts out.
Well,
this game's not going to happen.
Don't spread crazy rumors. Clemson is still playing Texas A&M.
Well, yeah.
It's happening next season.
Right. They're buying out these contracts all the time. Everybody always buys out of the contracts. And I will not step back from the ledge, and I will put 100% of that together. Everyone always buys these contracts out. No one's ever playing these games. They're not playing this game in 2021. It'll be somebody else.
Well, as a Clemson fan, I kind of hope it is. Do we have anyone else big scheduled for 2021? Because if that's the marquee non-conference game, woof, I don't want that. Especially because South Carolina drags you down at the end there because you have to play them. to play UConn in week one or in month one instead of playing Auburn or Texas A&M, I mean, that's terrible from a Clemson perspective as well. It benefits neither side.
I'd rather play Georgia Southern.
I mean, I'd rather play someone relevant.
App State, somebody like that. If I'm gonna play, this is going to rub some people the wrong way. If I'm just going to play a free win school, I'd rather be somebody that somewhat like that their tentacles touch me in some way, you know? That I can reach out and grab them.
Hey, UConn was almost our conference friend there. They were almost true. A member of the ACC.
Clemson is playing at Texas A&M, Georgia Southern, and then they play A&M in 2019.
Yeah, that's right.
If you want to play somebody relevant, why are you playing Texas A&M?
Well, that's an SEC school. I mean, that's going to turn the needle.
What are you talking about relevant? They're like a top 20 school, Chase.
Every year, they win their first six games, and then they lose the rest.
You know what? Yeah. They're playing them in September, though. That's when they win all the games.
We've been as hard on A&M as anybody. But also, when this game was scheduled, what was it, about 2 years ago, I remember when they announced this?
I thought it was a while ago.
A&M was even more relevant when it was scheduled. And you're playing, I don't care who you're playing, if you're playing a major Power 5 opponent in September, besides, some schools take liberty with this, besides Rutgers, besides Kansas, you know, those schools, then it's a good non-conference game to have under your belt. And A&M is a good opponent to have in the early month.
We can talk about this when we come back. I want to get to the trivia question. We'll actually ask it, and we'll get it answered by someone on the air, on the phone lines, the trivia question when we return. In fact, let me go ahead and ask it. I'll go ahead and ask it. We'll get you. We'll give you through the commercial break to get in on this trivia question. Okay, so we discussed the Clemson-Alabama game. Clemson obviously winning as an underdog. The last 10 games, Clemson's been an underdog. They're 6-4 overall. A couple of those are postseason games. In fact, 5 of those postseason games. Clemson is 4-1 in their last 6 postseason games as an underdog. 5-1 in the last 6. The last time Clemson won as exactly a 6.5-point underdog, this is in the last 6 seasons, was a postseason game. Exactly a 6.5-point underdog, according to Vegas spreads. That apparently was a massive upset, the greatest upset in the history of anything, as has been announced by whoever nominates for the ESPYs. Because Clemson beating Alabama is a massive grand upset of epic proportions. I want to know the last team to Clemson beat in a postseason game where they were exactly a 6.5-point underdog. It is in the last 6 seasons. On the line, a $25 gift card from the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. We will give the answer. You can get in right now, 654-ROAR on the Northern Communication phone lines, 654-7627. The answer will be revealed by one of you, the lucky winner, when we return from Out of Bounds in just a moment.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at CustomCollisionInc.com.
If it needs doing, Coyote Tractors and Steck Equipment in Anderson will get it done. Through June 30th, eligible units purchased will receive a 6-year extended powertrain warranty coverage. See Steck Equipment in Anderson for our Coyote Tractors and UTVs. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects, for commercial applications and homeowners. Run ahead of the pack. Coyote Tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. 405 McGee Road, Anderson. 225-5666. See dealer for details.
Football season is coming in hot, and First Team Sports is already gearing up with your top source for sports in South Carolina. Since 1994, First Team Sports has been your source for all sporting needs. The only place in the upstate to get new gear is First Team Sports, including varsity jackets. First Team Sports can custom make any style jacket for any school. Top quality products you won't find just anywhere. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sport. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227. That's First Team Sports.
Amanda Nix, a returning veteran who needed help.
You get places a lot quicker when you ask for a little bit of help. And these guys that we're helping are also veterans, so they understand, they get it. They're not gonna look down on you for asking for a little bit of help.
Upstate Warrior Solution provides a bridge to civilian life for warriors and their families. Help us to help them. Donate or volunteer at upstatewarriorsolution.org.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
When you hear someone talk about the best meal they've had, you know you just have to try it out. Then listen up, because you're going to love the food at the Butcher's Block on North Main and Anderson, Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 3. Check out the Meat and 3 deal. Just $7.99 gets you a full-flavored local meat choice, 3 farm-to-table veggies, biscuit or cornbread, dessert and drink, only $7.99. And it's so good, you'll want to come back every day. From the grill of the Butcher's Block, you'll find burgers of all kinds. Beef, salmon, chicken, or their awesome crab cake sandwich or fish of the day sandwich. Maybe deli style is more your style. Cubans, Philly cheese, Reubens, French dips, Dagwoods, and more. Serve fresh till 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday until 4 p.m. on Saturday. When the ingredients you use are the freshest possible, the difference is amazing. Check out the amazing meals at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. You'll be talking about the best meal you ever had.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Tell me love and care. And I'll take it there. Girl. I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Tell me love and care. And I'll take it there. Yeah. Yes, I will.
Two continues Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in a Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. Here's a question one more time. A little trivia here on a Monday. $25 from the Butcher's Block. When was the last time Clemson won a game as exactly a 6.5-point underdog? They have not won a game as more than a 6.5-point underdog in a long time. In fact, I'm going to have to do some further research.
Well, when's the last time Clemson was greater than a 6.5-point underdog?
Florida State, like 4 years ago. They were 9.5. They got
the 2013 game.
They lost to Florida State 23-17, September 20, 2014. Yep.
The game. Not that game. Okay. That game, not the other game I was talking about. The game that must not be named.
Right. The Georgia game where they lost by 24, Deshaun Watson's first game, that was 9.5. They were 14.5-point underdog at Florida State, 49-37, September 22nd, 2012. They were 7-point underdog against Virginia Tech in the ACC Championship game. I was there, December 2011.
Was Clemson favored in the debacle of 2013, the game that must not be named?
No.
Okay.
They were 4.5-point dogs.
Okay, all right.
Lost by 37.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, wait, why?
People just need a full context.
We all know. We were all there. Context. We all remember.
51-14.
Ugh.
I feel like if you twist the knife a little bit on that.
You're literally twisting the knife right now.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It makes it a little easier to get over it though, because then it makes you more appreciative of the good times.
See, now I know about you. This is your mindset. This is your mindset. I get it now.
Oh boy. When's the last time Clemson lost a game as exactly a 6.5-point underdog? We will now begin to go through the responses. Brennan is up with us first with a $25 gift card from our friends at the Butcher's Block on the line. Brennan, what's the answer?
I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is correct, Brennan. Congratulations. It was the Russell Athletic Bowl in 2014 in December, 40-6. Clemson actually was a 6.5-point underdog in that game. And coincidentally, a year and 2 days later, December 31st, 2015, the Orange Bowl, Clemson was a 3.5-point underdog against Oklahoma and won by 20. So they're just destroying Vegas and Oklahoma all in one fell swoop. Brennan, congratulations. We'll stick you on hold, and we'll get this gift card out to you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much. I thought we had a couple of text responses. LSU. That LSU game, Clemson was a 6.5-point favorite. That's true, but it wasn't the last time. That was a good guess, though. 6.5, the Chick-fil-A Bowl there in 2012, ringing in the new year with the 4th-and-16 play from Nuke Hopkins. Also, while we're on 6.5, Clemson was a 6.5-point underdog on November 13th, 2010, when they lost to Florida State on the bomb field goal by Dustin Hopkins from 85,000 yards. As time expired, Florida State beat them 16-13 in 2010. And there's your history of Clemson as exactly 6.5-point underdog. Riveting stuff. Riveting. Can I get trivia one time?
Oh, my gosh.
Just
I can't believe
time.
I didn't play it that whole time.
I just won it one time.
I'm so sorry.
Trivia!
Trivia! I can do trivia, baby! Oh. I needed that.
Trivia!
Needed
that. Trivia!
Oh, yeah.
I can do trivia, baby! Oh.
Trivia! We gave it away. $25 to the Butcher's Block.
I apologize profusely. I don't understand what was wrong with me, what was going on. The fact that I didn't play that at all. It's a Monday, and I'm sorry. That's on me.
We have 100 topics to get to. Just briefly, before we get to these other things, these other little mini topics that I just want to bounce around on in hour three. I know you hate when I use this word, some very non-sexy lineups of non-conference opponents. Some very non-sexy lineups. Some very blah, some very meh.
Basically, UConn. That's the definition of what you're going with.
2017 is Kent State, Auburn, the Citadel at South Carolina. We feel okay about that.
We feel good about Auburn. When you have Auburn in there, it takes away from the, I'll use your word, Quack, the non-sexiness of Clemson's non-conference schedule.
Yes. Thank you for using that term that we use to describe schedules and players in a really creepy way.
Well,
thank you.
And again, this sentence is going to be terrible, but In a way, South Carolina is always sexy because.
Oh boy. No, you gotta be kidding me.
Because.
Yo, you can't be serious. You actually said that.
Hey, you wanted me to. I'm buying in here. I'm all in. Because it is the Palmetto Bowl and the rivalry and blah, blah, blah. It always matters. Even if the score is 56-7.
Goodness gracious. Unbelievable. That's being tweeted at the next break. That has to be tweeted at the next. Mercy. Anyway, I get what you're saying.
That's all.
I get what you're saying. 2018, I like. Furman at Texas A&M, Georgia Southern, South Carolina. My third game, if it's Georgia Southern, a team that's going to a bowl game, I just want to play a bowl team. I want to play some riffraff nonsense from the northeastern part of the United States, where they're playing the most boring brand of football. They had to invent a rivalry that one of the teams in the rivalry wouldn't even take the trophy. Remember that with UConn and UCF? Scott Frost was like, no, I'm not taking this. And Bob Diaco ripped him. I was actually on Diaco's side, but that tells you how people feel about UConn. There's legitimately no rival for UConn in the American right now. And so they made one up with UCF that UCF trashed. Just totally, like, took the trophy and said, I don't even want to burn it or do something horrible to it. I don't even want to touch it in my hands.
people aren't going to like this, but kind of reminds me of a made-up rivalry between Boston College and Clemson.
No. That's a great with the leather helmet. That's
great.
Oh, come
on. It's because they played once in the 40s, and they started playing again in the 00s, and all of a sudden it's a rivalry.
That's great. That's a great rivalry.
If you try to tell me that Clemson-Boston College is a rivalry, I'm just going to laugh at you.
Historically elite. The O'Rourke McFadden Trophy. Don't hate on O'Rourke or McFadden.
I will fight
you over O'Rourke and McFadden.
I love the leather helmet, though. That's fun.
2019 stinks. It stinks. Wofford, Texas A&M, Charlotte at South Carolina.
Charlotte what?
Charlotte just got football. They just got it.
The Charlotte 49ers?
It's the biggest game in history. Yes, the 49ers.
Hey, that'll be fun, though, because maybe our quarterback can win the Heisman against them.
Whoa. Yikes. Got him. 2020 is Akron.
I'll be here till 3.
Akron, South Carolina, and at Notre Dame.
Well, you love Notre Dame. You're playing in front of touchdown. Jesus, that's going to be fun.
2020. 2021. Are you just trying to be the Globetrotters? Are you just trying to come from miles around in all directions? That's what you're getting. Why don't we just play Hawaii or Tokyo Tech or the University of Greenland? UConn, Wyoming, and at South Carolina. That's what you have. You have a spot open for Greenland Community College to come on down here and play. Dublin University, Ireland University in Dublin, or whatever. Glasgow, Scotland, or whatever. You could just make it a globe. Make it a geographically diverse schedule. British Columbia Technical School needs a 12th game. They need it. Vancouver Tech needs Clemson on the schedule. Keep going.
You could do this all day. I would be so totally in for it.
The State College of Tijuana needs a 12th game. They need an extra game. Let's go get them.
That would help you kind of get the four corners.
What do you do with UConn and Wyoming on the same schedule?
I'm assuming both those are at home.
This has to be buyout territory. There'll be a fan revolt in the next 5 years if that's still on the schedule without something sexier than that.
A few years, I remember this, it was a few years ago, Texas and Wyoming had a home and home. And it was ridiculous. You know, why? I mean, it appears these games are at home, I assume. But some of these schools, and that's why this is a reason, Kwok, which you've seen, I think Mickey's talked about this and some other people, why you might see this move toward getting rid of the FCS, making the group of five into their own conference, and making the Power Five just into the different regions, and you play each other and you play good games pretty much every week, because frankly, no one cares about Clemson UConn. Because that game's going to be nothing, and it's not going to be fun for your fans. I mean, it is a home game, and they'll enjoy it. But we see it with Alabama, too. Three of Alabama's home games every year are terrible, terrible games. And so we'll see, especially how the TV, when broadcasting rights and the TV market changes, how this will affect these riff-raff schedules that some of these schools are putting together.
You know what we should do? We should play Moscow State College, and then on the side, like the Friday before, do a computer hacking contest with the Russians and us. Speaking of computers, I just made my own segue. This hour is brought to you by the Iron Yard, where you can learn to code and compete with the experts in Moscow State College in 2022 or 2021 when we fill out the football schedule.
I'm wiping my
Yeah, ill-prepared.
My tears.
Ill-prepared
you're really doing
one.
This to me right now.
Yeah.
Well, as Kwok says, computers and all that are all the rage, the tech industry, as we always talk about. So the Iron Yard wants to know if you're happy in your current career. Are you ready to take charge of your career? The Iron Yard is here to help you. You can get trained in a matter of weeks and be prepared for a job as a programmer. The Iron Yard's part-time and full-time courses in web development can help you reach your career goals, whether you want to develop your coding skills or launch a completely new career in programming. Thousands of people have graduated from the Iron Yard's programs and are now working in the industry. Plus, the courses are designed to be flexible and fit your schedule. Courses are enrolling in Greenville now. More about learning to code at theironyard.com/Greenville. That's theironyard.com/Greenville. The Iron Yard. Take charge of your career and never let Kwok segue you into a live ever again.
Thanks so much, Kelly. In hour three, we're talking football, we're talking baseball, we're talking women's basketball, we're talking 3-on-3. More next.